This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kicking off the third hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
The number is 855-450-3733. We've been all over the board tonight as far as topics go. But, Johnson, one of the things you like to do is you like to hearken back the days of Free Talk Live when we were, you know, so much more of sort of a general interest radio program. And I like to touch on topics that aren't quite as newsy or divisive and those kind of things. And one of them is relationship advice. And, I'm not perfect at this, but I like to read these articles.
I like to make, like, at least one piece of my prep, like, every time, like, not, you know, political news. Every time I got to try to do, like, relationship stuff or, you know, stuff about the completely oddball topic or, you know, something maybe technology related or whatever. But, you know, I like to bring things in that are outside the normal scope.
Besides Ian and I, you are the longest running host on Free Talk Live, and so you you take your show prep very seriously.
Sure. So, with that, you know, the first piece of bad, horrible relationship advice that we've covered is moving in together. Oh no, sorry. Is you'll meet someone when you stop looking for it.
And as so things just happen when you're not trying to have
magic.
Those things happen.
It's magic.
I'm going to give the piece of advice that I like to give is to young guys is if you want to meet, and obviously this, whatever your preferences are, you can insert the pronoun that is best for you. But my advice, generally my listeners are male, generally people who ask me this advice are male, so I say, if you're interested in girls, go where the girls are.
Right.
Don't expect them to be where you are. You got to be where they are. So I recommend classes. Right. Even if you're just talking about going to school, you know, going to some college, community college and sitting in the class with these, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to talk to these folks. I like dancing classes because you get some exercise, you move around, and, these people in dance class are dying for partners.
Yep.
So once you get good at it, they have organized dances where you then can go, and again, they're dying for partners. You are essentially the center of attention as a male who can dance.
So I'd like to say, so for example, like I know there are a lot of guys out there who would probably, you know, they're single, they're going to turn to online dating. And I would say that that's going to be only useful for you if you're actually planning on going out on dates from the online dating. Like you have to talk to the people on those profiles and actually set up and arrange to meet them, you know, I would think fairly quickly that you would want to go out for coffee or tea. Not take them out to dinner.
Right.
You're not spending a bunch of your money on, so you know, like, oh, let me buy a fancy meal and we'll go and go to a, you know, show or whatever. You know, like, don't do that.
Go to a coffee house.
Just go talk to them.
And I'm going to recommend a local coffee house rather than a chain one. The reason being is that it makes you look a little bit more refined. and then, you know, buy the hot steaming beverage.
Right.
If that's what, if she's up for it, don't push too hard, but buy it for her. And that way, here, look, I've just saved you 75% off of that meal that you were thinking about buying. So,
you know, you get all the mileage. A, you know, if it should be like a, you know, like, a, you know, you go to pay and she goes, no, I'll pay. Then you go, no, I got this. If she then persists and says, no, I don't do that. I'll pay my own way.
Then you're done.
Let it go.
I'm never sure how many times to go with it.
I would only do one, me personally. But maybe other people would be like, no, I absolutely have to pay.
I would usually say I'm happy to pay. And if they say something like they want to, then I'm like, I'm comfortable with whatever you're comfortable with. And, but I'm fine with paying too. So if you don't mind, I will. Right. And at that point,
the other thing you can always say is you can get the next one. That's the other line.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Unless you don't, at the in the course of 20 minutes, you don't want her to get the next one.
Right. So. In which case, you still were going to pay anyway, so whatever.
Next
maybe,
one.
Maybe you missed out on an opportunity yeah. to have her pay. But at least for her own drink. So the next one is, moving in together will solve all your problems. This okay. one seems particularly insane. This is pretty bad advice. I'm Some sure people, that there are people out there that think that.
People often think that, well, I think it will solve your problems because it'll show you that, you know, this was a bad idea and that you need to break up. But people do think that bringing a relationship to the next
Very
level.
Expensive way of solving it.
Will, agreed. Will solve problems. So people will also have babies for this reason.
Ugh. Yeah.
And this is.
Those are people, like, I don't know.
The worst reason.
Yeah, the worst. To have worst a baby. People.
The worst reason to have a baby.
Yeah, if you're a woman and. Well, this is just horrible. My thought is if you're a woman and you want to entrap a man by getting pregnant, just put a gun in your mouth.
That's not. That's not what I'm talking about here. Some people actually believe.
There are women that will do that. And
sure.
It's horrible. You know, like, that's. You know, that's the worst. You are the lowest form of human being, in my opinion. Like, you should just die.
Well, you know, if you put as a male, if you put yourself in a circumstance where a woman can do that
sure.
to you,
yep.
you have, I mean, you've fallen down on your job.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think that, I think it's wrong for somebody to do that, but, you know, women bear the biggest problems as far as having children, so they're really harming themselves when they choose
yeah.
to do that. But, you know, if I was a wealthy man and single, neither of which am I, I would be very, very careful because they're going to try to get around whatever you've got.
Right.
I must say that some people go ahead and get the vasectomy, and then they just say, we'll adopt. And there's
right.
lots of children in the
right.
world that need to be adopted.
Right.
Adopted children often come with their own sets of difficulties. Speaking as an adopted child,
yeah.
You know, there's.
I mean, there's a whole other set of issues there, which I don't think men should have to be forced to be, you know, surgically alter themselves because some women are liars. You know, like, I just don't think that the world should work that way.
Should women have to, you know, take little pills because they can potentially get pregnant? I mean, this is just...
If they want to have sex, I mean, you're like, yeah, either that or the man wears condom. Like, it's one or the other, you know, yeah, okay.
Condoms stink.
Yeah, and they do.
And, you know...
And the pills are better. So, like, yeah, if they want to, you know, have the sex and not get pregnant, and take the pills, yeah.
Well, I can
tell
you...
You know, or be willing to, you know, do something about it in terms of, you know... The third rail of radio, which I don't even want to bring up, but like yeah. pregnancy is a choice, you know.
I'm
in an era where it's a choice.
So functionally it is a choice.
Functionally it's a choice. I know. I understand for a lot of people that's not a moral decision that they can go ahead
as
and
a
make.
Guy with a vasectomy. It's awesome.
Right.
It's really, really nice to never have to think about this anymore.
Right.
It's really, really, really great. Admittedly, I'm not on the dating scene. I only have to
right.
deal with the concern about one woman getting pregnant. It wouldn't be very good for her, considering she's like 47 or
yeah.
something like that, to be going and getting pregnant. But she could potentially do that, and that would complicate our lives in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to think about that at all. She doesn't have to take pills at all. None of that stuff. It's just over. We
right.
had a child, and I got the operation, and it's done. And that's really, really nice.
Right.
If you're planning on having kids, okay, I can see that you may not want to go to a sperm bank and make a deposit there that you then pay to keep on site for however long until, you know, whatever.
Right.
You meet the Mrs. Wright, whatever the deal is. I get the – but I can tell you – but that may be the cheapest option, because if you accidentally knock up the wrong gal...
Although, since we're on a tangent already, I will say that they just announced in Science, like, this week, that they have generated from stem cells sperm cells in mice.
What's that mean?
They successfully basically cloned mice from artificial sperm cells that they generated with a mouse's stem cells. So, potentially, if you have a vasectomy and you don't have any sperm on hand, they can use your cells to, you know, whatever, fat cells or whatever, you know, That's cheek cells to generate stem cells that they then turn into sperm that they then can use to, you know.
It sounds expensive, but probably still more expensive than trying to keep semen on ice for, you know.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, but it also, though, if they're fresh, you know, they might be healthier.
I see.
So, but I don't know.
But maybe I would think that, you know, I don't know.
The next bad piece of advice is about cheating.
I'm certainly not going to give advice to people on that one. Cheating?
Yeah, the next one's about cheating.
Everybody likes that. 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-656-9549. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-656-9549. That's 1-800-656-9549. 1-800-656-9549.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're welcome. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Like to tell you real quick about, well, when you do your online shopping, and you know you do some online shopping, and you're using U.S. dollars wherever you might be. As a matter of fact, we have links for Canada, U.K., U.S., all at shop.freetalklive.com. So please, do your shopping through those links. It helps us out. It's shop.freetalklive.com. It's an extra click, I know, but you can spare that tenth of a calorie. shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Zach calling in from Ithaca. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Can I tell you a funny story? So I was bored at work the other day, and after Donald Trump had made his statements about the trade agreements with China, I spoke to the two Tibetan dishwashers, and I said, Donald Trump's going to kick China in the balls. And they went, yeah.
They
liked
that.
They liked it a lot. So I had a light bulb go off my head. So I went to the break room, and I got a piece of paper towel and a marker. And everyone right now Google Tibetans for Trump, because I made a sign. I made a little banner that said Tibetans for Trump. Kick China in the balls for us, Donald. Hashtag make America great again. And it went viral. It ended up on the front page of Reddit. John Safran, he's a Australian comedian. He follows me on Twitter, and he tweeted it out. And it's gotten like almost 400 retweets.
Yeah,
and
I see it.
I think it's great because it goes directly contrary to the narrative that everyone who is a Trump supporter is a racist white person, which is really just an insulting
It could be Tibetans that hate Chinese.
Well, I mean, I was talking to him, though, when we were out back having a smoke, and it's funny, but it's really not funny. Like, they're like, no, they murder our people. You know, they take our...
Yo, I get it. I understand.
And, all the... some of the people I showed it to, they're like, oh, you took advantage of them. You put the idea in their head. And it's just because they don't speak English very well, it doesn't make it stupid. Like, the two guys in those pictures, they speak, like, four languages, you know? And
they're washing dishes.
Yeah, and they work. They bust their rear, you know, just to make a buck.
America wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for immigrants that came here and bust their rear. Would it?
Legal immigrants are the coolest ones because they're tax paying. The guy on the right, he's going to be taking his citizenship test pretty soon. And it also is telling to me how easy it is to manipulate the media and to crack a narrative when you're actually... If the narrative is false, it's very easy to be taken apart. I just thought that was interesting and something that took me 5 minutes ended up echoing around the internet.
Yeah,
and,
you had a real viral picture there, and it's an amazing thing. There's no doubt about it.
I just want to thank you guys so much. I really like your show. I like how anyone can call in and talk about whatever they want. You will hear anyone out. And the thing about free speech is that popular speech doesn't need protecting, If somebody wants to say something crazy, I might disagree with them, but I will fight for their right to say it. And I don't believe this particular, it's really funny, too. Humor is a powerful, powerful tool. And I don't know. That's basically my whole spiel I wanted to lay on you, but I want to thank you guys for what you do on top.
Yeah, the only thing I'd say about this Tibetans for Trump thing is that you should have taken two or three shots because the one guy's kind of fuzzy. Your friend was a little potato.
I'll look for a better one. I took several. But this is not the end of it. Tenzin, the guy on the right, he wants to get a suit, and we're going to keep pressing forward because, really, the other silver lining of this is it brings awareness to the situation that's going on over there. Like, why would Tibetans support Trump? Well, he's against China. Why don't they like China? Oh, I need to look at the Wikipedia page about the...
That's worth bringing up for no other reason than just to be able to bring up the Tibet-China thing that's going on. But I love one of these posts here. The llamas love me. I'm great with the llamas. I have the best llamas.
China has had the greatest wall for too long, and we need to make Tibet great again. So,
yeah. Well, I'm sure Tibet would love a wall with China.
Thanks for the call, Zach. I love you guys.
Bye. We love you, too.
I love you, guys.
You never know what to do with that. I mean, it's just so common to say on the radio. It loves good.
Love you, love the show. So, we didn't talk about actually what they had to say in the article about them moving in together. They said, there on this is the last piece of horrible relationship advice, which is moving in together will solve all your problems. So they say
that's probably horrible relationship advice.
You've probably heard that moving in with your significant other might be a solution, a big next step for your relationship, and sometimes it does bring you closer. But fortunately for you, we're here to tell you that's a load of bull. Taking an already rocky relationship to the next level will definitely not strengthen your bond, because fights about the phone bill or leaving the toilet seat up will only help you break up faster.
You know, I'm kind of the opinion that if somebody's worth dating, they're worth living with.
Yeah.
I guess I'm willing to move quickly on these things if the other person is.
Yeah, me too, generally.
But, you know, that's going to show me how things are going to work out.
Right.
We're going to figure this out real quick.
Yeah.
And I haven't had, that hasn't gone terribly for me, that system. So, I mean, maybe
it hadn't for me in the past. Only recently did I have a relationship where it's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? What?
There you go.
Yeah, so, you know, but that was extremely odd circumstances, I think. But anyway, the next one here, once a cheater, always a cheater. That's the quote that apparently we can thank psychology on this one, because contrary to popular belief, people can change. While it's perfectly understandable that being cheated on can leave you hurting and with some trust issues, you should know that cheating is a psychologically complex event, and in some cases, a one-time thing. If there's a lot of love in your relationship and the cheater has genuinely good character but seems to have messed up their priorities in a time of confusion, it's a pretty safe option to forgive, instead of giving into that defense mechanism of once a cheater, always a cheater. Talk it out with your partner and understand what drove them to have an affair, and work to salvage your relationship if you feel that it's worth another shot.
I also think that people get really bent out of shape of the significance of sex.
Mm.
You know, like, this is skin rubbing on skin. I'm not saying that, I'm not saying cheating's good.
Right. There's also potential for, like, pregnancy and disease transmission. And
there's all those things. I am not advocating for that. I'm just saying that if once it's over and you've determined, A, there's no sexually transmitted diseases, or they don't call them STDs anymore, whatever.
Right.
STIs, I think it's sexually transmitted infections. I'm not sure what they're calling it. Anyway, there's no STDs involved, and there's no, you know, the other person isn't pregnant or whatever.
I would be apt.
Then let's put this in perspective.
Right. I would be apt to actually say, though, that once a cheater, always a cheater. To me, in my mind, is advice that I would follow in a relationship, and here's the reason why. Because I don't see cheating, like, cheating to me is not that somebody went out and had sex. It's that they're a liar. that they're a gigantic lying liar.
But Johnson, everybody's a liar. Have you never told lies?
There's the whole huge range of lies there, and cheating on someone is
a big lie.
Yeah, it's a huge lie. Get out.
It requires a great deal of lies to sort of support it, right? Like, you have to sort of build lies around it and that kind of thing. But
and if you're willing to lie about that
sort of
thing,
lies are often told in order to protect the other person. Like, everybody's a liar, Johnson. I guess the excuse that don't be with a liar means don't be with humans. To me, the number's 855.
That's nonsense.
450-3733. There are no honest humans. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Final segment, the number's 855-450-FREE. We're going through a list of, what, five terrible pieces of relationship advice, Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you've got to have that microphone turned on, everybody.
I thought the mic was in front of me, too.
Apparently was
not. The opposite way, I bumped it on the break.
I want you to check out the AMP program. Recently, Free Talk Live had some terrible things happen. The FBI raided our studios and took a bunch of our equipment, about $15,000 worth. We're trying to raise money to replace that equipment so we can stay on the air and continue to spread the ideas of liberty. Please go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. If you have never done it before, we need you to do it now. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You can make a one-time contribution. You can get on a monthly thing. If you get in the monthly program, then there are some perks. There's a great Facebook group and some call-in lines and a variety of things. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, what's the next list?
Well, no, I want to keep talking about this cheating one real quick because, again, you know, I think that if you value a relationship, you don't lie to your partner. You know, like, you don't, you know, there are lies like, you know, you look good in those pants. That maybe those are kind of acceptable, you know, that kind of thing. But the lie where you're cheating on someone or you know the information that you're hiding from them is not specifically just to protect them. It's also to protect yourself.
So let me, speaking as a person who learned in my youth
that telling lies was an effective way to get to be, you know, to sort of be well liked and get through and not have any too much trouble and that kind of thing. I learned a coping mechanism called lie, and I deal regularly with my own mind about telling the truth on things.
Right.
And I'll find myself, I'm vigilant on preventing myself from telling little lies. Because I know that little lies turn, you know, as it gets easier and easier, then I'll tell, you know, it'll tell more and more. So I'm vigilant. I try to be as, you know, honest as I possibly can be. Obviously,
it's weird. I just don't have this
volunteer
problem.
Information, you know, and just walk up to people in an autistic fashion and say, you're ugly. You know, I don't share that kind of truth with people, but yes.
I haven't found lying ever to be, like, I get how you can use it to cope, and you can use it to be sociable, I guess. I've found that, I guess the way I developed this very same sort of coping mechanisms is rather than lying, I found that what truth can I tell? Is there a way in which, and maybe it's just because even when I was really young, I was really, really good with words, really good with language from a very young age. So the way I developed my coping mechanism is just like, oh, what can I say that, you know, isn't a lie that is complimentary or allows me to, you know, be sociable and interact. And I've also found that lying requires you to keep, I don't have a very good memory. Maybe I would have a better memory if I had to keep lies in my head all the time.
It's practice.
But yeah, I have a horrible, horrible memory probably because I haven't had to, you know, train my memory because I find it so much easier if you just tell the truth most or all of the time. You don't have to keep track of the nonsense stories you've spun in the past. You know, it's just like everything's the truth. So I can just keep
that much is true.
Yeah.
You certainly, it's a way to, you know, to stay as consistent as you possibly can. And if you have to explain something that occurred, then you can do your very best to explain it. But, and I have a bad memory these days. It's gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
And I just can't remember stuff. But I can say that there have been instances in my life when telling the truth and telling a lie, I've had enough instances in 45 years to tell you that telling a lie has at times been the better course.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying.
I would certainly advocate that if you're dealing with government and police.
Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Johnson.
What's on your mind?
So I'd be interested to hear Johnson's opinion about lying after the last season of Better Call Saul or last episode of Better Call Saul comes out. So, you know, the show does deal with a lot of these kind of issues you're talking about.
Sure does.
One of the ways that I came to view it is that dishonesty can be worse than lying. So that kind of casts a lot of moral ambiguity around it because, you know, like take the media, for example, the media, a lot of the times they're not lying to you, but they're extremely destructive with some of the narratives they push. So,
right. I absolutely agree with that. And I've known people to push dishonest and be as dishonest as they can be without lying. And it's vile. It's like a really...
Right. I think that's another thing to point out is that deception exists on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
It can exist on the level of silence. It can exist on, you know, the level of just saying some things that are true without saying other things that are true. And, you know, compliments.
Like, you might be able to cheat on your partner without ever telling them. Like, it might not come down to even needing to lie. Like, just be like a lie of absence, you know, a lie of omission or whatnot.
Sure.
No, yeah, of course. And in a relationship, of course, it would be, you know, you go out with someone or you have an affair or whatever, and then you don't say anything. Well, did you do anything wrong? Well, you didn't do anything, but, you know, there's this understanding that you're supposed to say something if something happens, so... But I did call in about pickup lines, so I forget, were you both pro or anti-pickup line?
Pretty much anti-pickup line. I think that it's just trite.
I think that the only pickup line worth saying, and if it works for you, then you know you found a keeper, is you walk up and you whisper in her ear, you say, taxes are theft.
That's funny.
And then if she's yours, then you know you got a keeper.
I think it might cut to the quick. I don't call it a pickup line, though.
There was a funny article I read about San Francisco. Apparently, this is just what the article said, but the women there are very aggressive, I guess you could say. So if you try to use pickup lines, you might be met with a sneer or something worse.
Okay.
But so obviously there are situations where they don't work. I remember reading an article about one where someone where it did work. Have you read this about Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis?
Everything has worked.
Yes, I have read the story you're talking about.
I have not.
Oh, well, do you want to... Yeah,
go ahead and share it, because I think I was interested. I thought it was a great
quickly
thing. Yeah, it's a short.
So Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis are a couple, and they had this interview or something where basically she said that she met him with a pickup line. She was at the dance floor. She just seemed, everyone seemed kind of in a good mood, and Sudeikis came up to her and said, you know, whatever you're looking for, you don't need it. And he just walked away. He played it really cool. Now, the article I read goes on to denounce this as ridiculous and half, you know, creepy.
Of course, it was from Gawker.
Ugh. Actually, this is Slate, but yeah.
That wasn't on Slate. Okay. Same thing.
Stevie. Well, I don't know about that, but Stevie. Gawker is pretty low.
Yeah, I consider Slate to be lower. But sure. Anyway,
okay. Well,
if your pickup line worked on Olivia Wilde, it's not because of the pickup line.
That's yeah. That's the obvious counterexample, though, is that this is Jason Sudeikis doing this. And right. I brought up the same argument with a friend of mine when she was saying she rejected a pickup line. Or some guy was standing behind her and texted her something like, oh, I really like how you look from this angle or something.
It's not the pickup line itself. It's a filter. You know, using a pickup line a certain way, if you can do it with confidence, it's a filter for... kind of figuring out whether or not if the woman goes with the pickup line, it's because she likes you. Like, it's sort of exactly. Like if she doesn't go with the pickup line, well, then you just filter her out. It doesn't really matter what the pickup line is
in
general.
That's what I told her, because, you know, I would have said, well, if this was Jason Sudeikis telling you, oh, you look good from this angle, you would have been like, oh, that's so cute. Or you know, you would have responded positively to it.
I suppose it's possible that the pickup line that sounds so stupid that it really, like, lowers your estimation. Like, oh, I thought he was smart and attractive, but wow, that pickup line was awful.
If you can be funny.
What an uncreative dope.
If you can be funny quickly, you know, I say go for it, but good luck.
Yeah,
you know,
especially if you're nervous or, you know, you got adrenaline, you're like, your brain is, yeah.
I think you're better off with nice first and then hitting it, you know, then work on the funny as opposed to, you know, trying to, you certainly don't want to be funny and use her as the butt of the joke, because that isn't going to go well. And jokes tend to have butts. And if it might be you, then, you know, maybe that's going to work out maybe it's not going to work out. Depends on whether, you know, do you want to start a relationship with, self-deprecation? Because that just basically opens the door for them to deprecate you too. I don't know what, maybe I'm just not slick enough for pickup lines. Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. What do you think about pickup lines? They work? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment of the live Tuesday night edition with Mark
and Johnson.
855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones. We had we've been talking about these five pieces of terrible relationship advice, and pickup lines came up. And I'm just basically anti-pickup line. I don't like anything trite. If something sounds trite to me, I'm going to be like, oh, geez. But then again, if it's told to me by an attractive enough woman, and I'm single, then, you know, perhaps I will forgive whatever triteness there might be. Jim from Wyoming, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's Tim, actually. Tim in Wyoming.
Tim, okay.
That's okay. No, it's that the screener always either gets the J mixed up with the T. I don't know why. Anyway, yeah. No, it's I've never used pickup lines because I never thought that they were not that they weren't effective, but that they weren't honest enough. I mean, if you walk up to a woman, and say, "God, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life," it, you know, obviously that's the stupidest thing you could probably say, but. Well, maybe not the stupidest, if she's gullible and or desperate.
Well, some pickup lines come down to, like, nice shoes.
At the very least, when you do something like that, you're expressing interest in an honest way.
Right.
And, you know, if you can often, you know, oftentimes, and I'm calling this a worst case scenario, the best thing to do is to figure out something to talk about and, you know, find something in common as quickly as you can and, you know, maybe something that's nearby or whatever and make a comment on it and then keep the conversation rolling would be my advice. But if the best thing you can do is essentially say, you know, hey, I'm you know, a little socially awkward anyway, but what I'm trying to say here is that I think you're, you know, really attractive and I'd like to talk to you more.
You sure are a swell lady.
Whatever you can do, it's better than saying nothing. Yeah.
But like you say, you know, standing, you know, having you know, being in a situation where, you know, you're standing and looking and there's a, you know, you're at a car auction or something. Gosh, that's sure a beautiful car. Or, and, well, it's just stating the obvious if you want to really go into it. But, maybe the woman is there because she's got a lot of money. She's going to buy the car, and you're just saying, what a beautiful car, and you're just there to observe. But, or you're standing next to the Grand Canyon and say, wow, that's a really deep hole. And she says, gosh, you're a really stupid person. Let you leave. Well, you know, I mean, it could come down to something like that. You know, but like I say, just the honesty thing.
Tim, I'm losing you. I don't know what happened to your audio.
Oh, no, here I am. I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with you that pickup lines are less than completely honest and authentic.
Well, I'm not saying complete honesty is the issue either, but...
No.
Or the, yeah. The honesty...
We call that audio.
You know, the overly honest. Say,
yeah, you know, walk up to a woman and say, you know, I've had some really bad relationships, and maybe one with you would be better.
Yeah, that's not like going to work. That is bad news.
Right,
you sure do smell good.
Yeah, right. I bet your shoes don't stink like my last girlfriend's did. Yeah, something like that, right?
You're very attractive, except for that tooth that's kind of off center. Thanks for the call, Jim.
Well, some pickup artists would say to do that.
Yeah, like they do the say to do that, and I recommend highly against.
Yeah,
what they call.
I'm just talking like the overly honest, really like creepy ones. Like, you have really nice lips.
Yeah,
you know, like.
Some pickup artists would recommend negging, and again, I'm against pickups generally. As a guy who was reasonably successful dating,
yeah.
I would say...
like pickup lines that don't work, you don't want to be like, I want to adopt you.
No,
you know, not a good idea.
No. if you want my advice, again, young men, my advice to you is... Learn to dance, take dance classes, and being able to dance is, in and of itself, the single best dating tool that you can come up with,
right.
Because gals like that. So, and, you know, you're not going to listen to me on that one, you're not going to listen to me on anything, so there you go.
So there's two more to these things, and I'm going to knock them out here. The last two, and they're kind of related, so I'm just going to pre-sell them in case we don't get to them, but it's don't have sex too soon and play hard to get are the last two pieces of terrible advice. And I think
so don't have sex too soon is terrible advice?
Yeah,
okay.
And play hard to get is also terrible advice. So let's, hopefully we'll see how far we get.
Playing hard to get would be bad for me because I just, you know, I wouldn't even know that, you know.
Right.
I got to know you're interested here. I think that's, you know, basically the people who are good at playing the, you know, that would be successful with the playing hard to get thing would essentially be fostering rapists. I mean, you know, right? I mean, who's playing harder to get than a rape victim? You know, to me...
I don't know. You're going to...
I get that you're not supposed to say that, but to me, if somebody's playing hard to get, I assume they have no interest, so therefore I'm going to walk away.
Yeah.
I don't get hard to get.
Yeah.
You're either interested or you're not interested.
Especially because it's a game, you know, you're playing a game. I mean, it does get weird. And, you know, if you get weird, you're going to create weirdness. But then again, you know, I mean, I don't want to go as far as to say you're creating rapists because that's like, you know, okay, no, not really. But certainly it's not a good thing that you're fostering there for sure. On the don't have sex too soon one, though, it says, if you feel that an insane mutual attraction on the first date, if you feel that, and then you turn your cheek to the first date sex shamers and get busy, why wait to have sex when you both want it now? Are you in that three date rule? Just silly. You don't need an arbitrary rule setting the guidelines for when you should have sex with your new boo.
No,
it says boo here.
Okay.
It's also a term.
I think people are often confused by when they should, when the right time to have sex is. I dated a girl who didn't want to kiss me on, you know, like, you know, regular adult kiss after the third date. I decided, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, that's weird.
I just don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, either like something weird's happening here and I just need to, you know, get away.
Yeah.
So I stopped and she was upset that I stopped dating her, but you know, some kind of communication wasn't happening.
Right.
That, you know, like maybe I should have said that.
I wouldn't have put it up that.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's so strange.
But and I dated a girl that for a year that we had sex on the first date. She tried to kind of she acted demurred for a moment, but kind of kept going with it, and then, you know, one thing led to another.
Right.
So I think that this is a minefield, especially for the woman, it seems like to me. I mean, this doesn't seem like the kind of thing that,
I mean, it's good. To me, so to my mind, let me chime in with an opinion. I think it's good in the case where you said the first date, you know, the acting demurred. I kind of like that over the, like, really aggressive, you know, like...
Right.
I'm okay with a woman being kind of aggressive, but a little too much aggression, like, continued for a long time, just that's a little bit of a weirdness for me, anyway, personally. But that's all a matter of personal opinion, you know?
That's what dating's about, right?
Yeah,
it's finding the right person, and that means you got to kiss a lot of frogs in order to find the prince or princess, depending on what your preference might be. So, yeah, I mean, I've had, you know, instances like what you're referring to, too, mm-hmm. where things seem... so aggressive they're contrived or something?
Yeah.
I mean, that just, I guess it's just not for me. It's not that I dislike women that are, you know, that take control of them, the situations or anything like that. It's just like, geez.
They make another really good point here. They say OkCupid, which is a big dating site that has a lot of information for people who answer questions on there, like huge amounts of profiling going on there, like psychological profiling. OkCupid revealed that while 50% of people opt to wait a few days before getting into bed together, that the remaining 50% like to do the classic dinner, drinks, and sex first date. So, with that said, you know, you do whatever you want to do, you know, but know that half of people
on the first date.
Yeah, just know that like half of all people are probably having sex on the first date. Like that's, you know, a big thing.
Half of all the people that
are on this dating site.
Okay, Cupid. Yeah, I just can't imagine that number is true. That number is high.
Absolutely, not
seems to me. Well,
every relationship that I've had,
I haven't dated in a decade. What the hell am I talking about?
Yes, you know.
So I mean, in a world of Tinder or whatever it is, where
especially nowadays,
you just flip through these people left, right, flip or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. I you know. What do I know? But it's, I guess, you know, it's surprising to me that you're talking about that number of people think that, you know, that's an expectation.
Yep.
I wouldn't expect it as an expectation.
It certainly does seem a little weird, but, you know, whatever. Play hard to get. This is the last one. Please don't. Because playing games will only make that already difficult dating game even more difficult.
Indeed.
It's best to be upfront and honest about everything, because it will show her you're serious about being with her, leaving no room for unfortunate misunderstandings that will end a relationship before it even begins. That's it. That's, you know, garbage advice debunked.
Yeah, I think that playing hard to get is ridiculous. Even when it comes as a salesperson, sometimes you have to employ these techniques because people will, you know, try to get you at a lower price. But when it comes to a...
if you don't buy the cow, something about steak.
Free Talk Live. Check us out at freetalklive.com and our Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.